Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm talking with Fraser mission partner Louise Cardoso, who is planting a church in Glasgow, Scotland. And each day, I'll be asking him a question so we can get to know him a little better and learn about his ministry. So Louise, today's question is, when did you first feel called into ministry? And what would you say to someone exploring a call into the ministry?
Wow, I love to talk about that. And the first time I was called to ministry, I didn't know that was ministry. I didn't know anything because I was coming from darkness to His wonderful light. I was knowing Jesus, and I remember when I had that moment where I surrendered everything and I met Jesus, I had this word, I'm real and I love you. So I knew on that moment, if God, the creator of heavens and earth, the one that is before me and will be long after humanity doesn't exist anymore on this planet, the one that is transcendent, powerful, mighty God, my privilege is to know Him, but I want the whole world to know that He exists. So on that moment, on that singular moment, I knew I would never be the same, and I knew that I was called, that the world doesn't stay the same after Louise. Why? Because I have a message, and I know the messenger, that's Jesus. I know the message behind of the gospel that I proclaim. And I knew on that moment that I would go around the world sharing Jesus is real. He is who He says He is. And what I say to people is this: to continue the ministry of Jesus, what a privilege. And you know what? Everyone that is listening to us right now, everyone, if you are listening to me, my brother, my sister, doesn't matter if you are going to a school to work as a teacher like Dr. Blair, or if you are staying at the church working as Will on the radio, or if you are doing something else, we are all into ministry. We are all under one commission to share the reality that our King lives. He is alive. And He will be forever. So doesn't matter where God is placing you today to spend your day, the activities that you'll be doing, how much you study and what you do, that God, you are there for a purpose. And the purpose is to know Jesus, to be the image of His Son on that place, and a bridge for the presence, the glory, and the grace of God to reach those hearts. Every one of us, we are in ministry. Some of us will be called to be specifically pastoring, teaching, evangelizing, or something else. But no matter what you do, you are ministering to people and you'll be leading to people. So in the position that God put you today, what a privilege. You are continuing what Jesus started. And Jesus is with you. And He wants you to have this short thing with people. Jesus is alive because I have just spoken to Him, and He is right there with you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Louise. That's such an encouraging word, and I hope it'll challenge all of us to examine our calling today.